is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
8:45 on your Wednesday morning. Everton are on the verge of another signing in this transfer window. It's Theo Walcott who's had his medical at Finch Farm. £20 to £25 million. Let's find more from Ped from Toffee TV. Morning, Ped.
Morning.
20, 25? Does it matter? Is it relevant?
No. It's not relevant to me, not anymore. It's Monopoly money now, isn't it? It doesn't really seem to make a difference now.
Do you remember the time when it became irrelevant, how much they were spending?
Only in the last two years, possibly. Mm.
You used to get your knickers in a twist over, oh, that's too much, that's 10 million, that's too much for that centre-half?
I used to, when I felt it was in comparison with what we paid on the turnstiles. But really, since the club have, or a lot of clubs actually, have sort of frozen tickets and actually tickets have got cheaper and away tickets have got cheaper, I've stopped worrying about it.
That's because the revenue doesn't come from the turnstiles anymore, does it?
I don't think it's come from the turnstiles for a long time, but for a long time, fans were still taken for granted and were still getting charged every week, and away fans were getting charged even worse. And since, you know, people have changed things for the better, fans doing that themselves, I think it's become irrelevant. And as long as that trend continues, I won't be worried about what the prices have paid, because, as you say, it becomes more from your TV subscription rather than what you pay to get into a game.
So 20, 25 million, it's sort of, the only relevance of it is how good he is for his age and how long you could get out of him.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you do want, of course, you want some kind of, you want to pay for what you get. But obviously that's gone up by 10 million in the last couple of years. So I try not to worry about that anymore, because if you didn't buy them and you didn't have the quality, then what would you do? You wouldn't have anything. So like Liverpool with Van Dijk, you know, they've had to pay a lot of money, but you need that player on the pitch at the end of the day.
Let's forget the finance then. Is he the quality? Is he the business that can help take you at least to a next sort of level? And actually, does he fit?
I think he fits, because I don't think he's like any other player we've got. I think this is a player that you can bought.
So compare him and Aaron Lennon.
Well, then I don't think they're comparable. They're very similar in what they do, but I don't think they're comparable, because I think Aaron Lennon is a good player. You know, he works hard for the team. He'll work hard defensively as well, but I don't think he gives you exactly what you need. I mean, his goal scoring record is very poor. His assist record is very poor. He can be part of it, of getting you up the pitch, but I don't think he's gonna do the things you really need. Whereas I think Wilcott can do that, and I think what he gives you is he gives you a ball over the top. I don't think we have that at the club. I don't think there's anyone that you can just put a ball at. Wayne Rooney can get the ball deep, let's say, see a player already on the run and ping it over the top to him. I think that's what Walcott will do. He's very good at sort of bending his runs, keeping himself on side and getting through. And then, you know, his goal score record of the last few years for Arsenal, I think it's 108 goals in all tournaments. I think it's like 1 in 3, which is brilliant, really, considering he's being written off. So I think that's what he gives us. He gives us absolute raw pace with a bit of a silkiness as well. So coming into his age, 28, I think it's the perfect time. I think he's got a lot to prove, and I think he'll play week in, week out, as long as he doesn't, you know, pick up any injuries.
Just two seasons ago, 37 appearances, 19 goals. Now, that's great return.
Yeah, I think
it's not all about the goals, is it? His assists will be just as important.
Of course. I think the biggest problem with Walcott's been, I mean, obviously about a couple of years ago, I think 3 years ago, he picked up a nasty injury, and he was, I think he played something like 40 games in two seasons. I think that was a real issue for him. And while he was at Arsenal, because they had to replace him because of the injury, people came, took his place, and he's never got it back. I think he needs a run of games, needs to feel like he's special somewhere, and needs to nail down a position. I think what he thinks he is and what he is maybe are two different things. And I think,
or what the media made him believe he is. He spent sort of 8 years in this shadow or this idea that he's the next great English thing, but he's never materialised as that.
And I think we were talking about this yesterday on a show, and I think one of the big problems was it's so that they give him at Arsenal the number 14 shirt and said he was going to be the next Henry, and having all that sort of symbolism around him, whereas I think they should have just said, get on with it. I think we've done the same thing at Everton by making, you know, players giving them like the number nine shirt and sort of already heaping all the pressure on them. And then suddenly there's an expectation from the fans. Whereas I think they should have just let him get on with it and be his own thing and see what he developed into. But I think straight soon as they sign him, it was you're Henry's replacement. You'll start as a winger, end up being a centre forward. And it's just not happened. And I think by signing for us, I think the pressure's off him a little bit to just develop in his peak and then see what we can get out of him. So
you say peak, so he's 28.
Yeah.
Hasn't started a game for Arsenal this season. So he's had 15 appearances, but he hasn't started one because Alex Iwobi, Danny Welbeck are the men who've got those roles ahead of him. So he's at his peak, but somehow he's still not been a first choice in any way at the Emirates Stadium.
No, and the likes of, I think it was Iwobi, he's had a couple of problems off the field as well and still kept his place. And I find that very strange. But I think that just tells you Arsene Wenger simply doesn't feel like he's part of the team. And I suppose that's why we're managing to buy him, so because he obviously feels like he has to start again. And I think by starting again, I do think that'll help him. And, you know, it'll help us, obviously, because it's a bit more talent on anyone who watches on Saturday against Spurs will know that we do desperate for some actual talent, some pace and someone up front who can, you know, get over the top.
He seems like a quite intelligent, level-headed, mature human being. That seems an odd thing to say, but when you see him interviewed for a footballer, he comes across very well, doesn't he, Theo Walcott?
Yeah, which makes you think, why are you signing for Everton?
where's he actually going to play? I mean, he's always said he wanted to play through the middle, hasn't he? But it's a little bit unlikely, isn't it? He's just going to be one of a front sort of three, is he?
Well, I think what he does give you, he gives you the actual option of playing a real front three, which we haven't had at Everton for a while. People have tried to kid us that they're playing a front three for a long time. Martinez did. Ronald Koeman did. Sam Allardyce has, in a way. But we haven't. We play 4-5-1. We leave the striker isolated. Romelu Lukaku, for all the goals he scored, normally just stood up on his own. And people moaned at Lukaku because he wasn't one of these strikers who would chase lost balls and all kinds. But he was just a striker who was isolated. And I think what Walcott can do is, especially with Tosin coming in, can give us another option. And with Bolasie or Luckman, then suddenly gives you a front three that you can do things with, gives you pace and gives you a centre-forward who can hold up the ball and is a good finisher. But that relies on the whole of the team getting up the pitch and supporting and creating chances. And that's what Everton have got to start to do now. I think what's good about Walcott is, I think it'll actually take pressure off the defence, because I think what's happened this season is, it's because we've got no Lukaku and we've got no focal points. Everyone we've played, especially when we've played at home, have moved up the pitch 10 yards because they've gone, well, we don't have to worry about anyone running behind us. So let's just step up 10 yards. And that's why we were so poor early on. I think what Walcott does is suddenly start playing on the shoulder of defenders, and defenders are suddenly going, oh God, we can't leave that space behind. Because if Rooney picks up the ball deep and suddenly, because say what you want about Rooney, if he picks his head up and can see a player over the top, he'll find them. And I think that'll help us get up the pitch a little bit better and take a bit of pressure off the defence. That's what I'm hoping anyway. That's the theory.
Presumably that is signed and sealed today. Danny says, genuinely happy with the signing of Walcott. He'll add pace and goals. Two things we're struggling with. Matty says, slowly coming round to the idea of Theo playing for Everton. If he's opting for a fresh challenge, then he's certainly got one at Goodison Park. That idea of slowly coming round to the idea of him playing, is he not everyone's first choice as Everton fans?
I don't think some people are as excited as others. I think what Walcott's done all through his career is, I think he's always had good stats, but when people have actually sat down and watched them, they're not necessarily impressed by him. I think that's what he has to sort of get over. He has to come to a club that are not going to create as many chances for him and turn half chances into something. And it'll be interesting to see whether he's got that. But when you look at the market and you look at people bemoan the fact that Everton have been picking up players in the last 2 years that are sort of been good players at poor teams. Now, this is the opposite. This is picking up a player who struggled in the last couple of years, or not necessarily. His goal scoring record's fantastic last season. But he's a player that is coming from a top six side who were a guaranteed top four side. I mean, this is his lad until this season. He's played Champions League football every year of his career. So you can't really turn your nose up at that. And you've just got, and what Everton have actually done in the last 15 years is took players like this and give them a really good career. I mean, Moyes was brilliant for it. He'd pick up players who everyone else rejected and turn them into something. So he's just another piece of the puzzle. But it doesn't mean anything unless we supplement it with, you know, we're desperate for a left back. We've got to go and buy a left back for me now. That's got to be the number one thing. So, you know, you've got to build the team by, you know, every position's got to have a good player. And at the moment, we don't. We're missing a couple of players in a couple of positions. So it's a good sign, but hopefully there'll be more to come because we're desperate for, as I say, a left-back scene. We're absolutely desperate for.
So hopefully Theo plays against West Brom at home on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff, and helps eradicate memories of Spurs away last weekend. Was that a real low after you felt maybe you'd been... Maybe you'd been turning some sort of corner? I know the past maybe 5-6 games haven't been wonderful in any way, but was that an absolute kick in the stomach?
It was just rubbish, wasn't it? It was just really horrible to watch. You know what? I think it's more, sometimes you give a game up before you play, but when you see the difference in class between, you know, a team that you sort of, you wanted to think you could try and catch, when you actually see the difference, it does alert you to how big the job is. That's more the worry. You just look at it and go, we are absolutely miles away from these teams. These are the teams we were supposed to be catching this year. But there is a gulf, and that's not the gap we need to close. Let's be honest. We need to get ourselves. At the moment, we're 7 points off Burnley in seventh place, but we're 7 points off the bottom three. So the next couple of games, two home games, West Brom and Leicester, give us an opportunity to get ourselves away from that, get clear of that, and then start looking up and sort of stop. Because at the moment, we're all sort of nervously looking over our shoulder, going, oh, if we don't get a good result on Saturday, then, and if one team down there
wins... feeling like that. I mean, there's five games until the end of February where you can really make your mark, isn't there? Obviously, Arsenal are one of those games. But West Brom, Leicester, Palace and Watford should be identified as a reasonable run.
Yeah, and I think what's happened, the last four games, even though one's been an FA Cup game, we've come across three teams who are a lot better than us. And we've got to sort of remember that. So these next two games, certainly Saturday, gives us a chance to go back to saying, well, actually, we are better than the teams below us, and we've got to prove that. Because before this horrible little run, we beat the likes of, you know, West Ham, Swansea, Huddersfield, Newcastle, teams that were below us. Mm. So we've got to win those games, and I think for the rest of the season, we've got Arsenal, Man City, and Liverpool, and everyone else is, you know, below us, or like Leicester or Burnley above us. So we've got to go and win those games. And if we can win, I don't know, if we can win eight of those games, say, which we should be able to when you look at our team on paper, then hopefully we finish the season strong, finish in seventh, and then reevaluate. And maybe next summer, or the summer coming up, sorry, we're a bit more picky about the players we need, a bit more quality. Instead of just going out and buying everybody like we did last summer, you know, get the positions that we actually need, but buy real quality instead of just, you know, as I say, picking up seven or eight players.
When are we expecting Everton to break this news? I'm just looking at their website, seeing if anything's on it as yet. No, latest, nothing on there yet about Theo Walcott. What would it be this morning?
I imagine so, yeah. Probably 10 o'clock, something like that. I imagine. I hope so, anyway.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Ped.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.